Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Hi, and welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is your host, Lisa Waterman, and I am the owner and CEO of Waterman Financial Services, a local investment advisory firm based right here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm always open to hearing from our listeners, so please feel free to call me at 260-436-6588. And on our show, the one you're listening to right now, we talk about financial issues that we face. That can be from retirement issues, the investment markets, insurance, and all these different things, account titling, all sorts of things like that, estate planning. But this week, we're going to finish up the third part of our three-part series called Winterize Your Finances. So, you know, just like listening to the weatherman, and we're in Indiana, so we listen to the weatherman, particularly this winter, and hopefully follow their guidance for the cold weather, ice and snow and wind and all the great things that happen here. So I'm hoping that listening to our show can hopefully get you geared up for the, quote, winter times that come our way in our financial lives. And I'm hoping to better prepare you for your future through winterizing, so to speak. Of course, as an independent financial advisor, I also focus on the tools, solutions, and services that can help you get through any kind of storm that you may face. So as we continue this series on winterizing our finances, remember, when you winterize and think about life in Indiana, doesn't mean the storms don't come. But it does mean that you don't have to fear the unexpected. Instead, we plan for it. I'll also say, as I have many times before in this show, working with an advisor can help you literally have somebody to help you through the storm, by introducing those tools to help you through those rough patches. You know, kind of like the icy patches on the road. And I've seen plenty of those this winter, and I know you have too. But I also think that there's literally so much information out there, sometimes it's easy to just become paralyzed from the overload. And I have people in my life who refuse to go out if it's snowing, period. That's becoming paralyzed by the conditions. I don't want that to happen to you. I want you to realize that the best thing you can do is to make a step and move forward. Find and seek out an advisor that you trust. And I'll always say I'm going to recommend an independent financial advisor, one that's not tied to a particular company that only sells their products, which may be fine and dandy. But the thing is, I want you to find an independent financial advisor because, and I'll speak for myself here, my job is to put your needs ahead of everything else, not having to sell a particular product or anything. I'm driven by what's most important to you. At Waterman Financial Services, we stand ready to assist you with a myriad of issues that are associated with our financial lives. Lots of products and lots of services that are out there and available. You see, I've been working in this business, and I kind of almost want to put my hand over my mouth because I'm up to over 30 years of experience, and I have the tools, services, and solutions to help you. So let's face it, there's been plenty of financial winter storms over the last 30 years, from that awful downturn in 2008 to the tech bubble of 2002. We had interest rate hikes back in the 90s, a crash in 89, and there's a lot of stuff that's gone on. But my goal has always been to help my clients be better prepared for their winter. Call our offices, 260-436-6588. Talk to Kirsten, and let's get you scheduled for an appointment. I want to talk about your situation. So as I carry on this winter analogy, we're going to talk about the markets here for a quick second. And since last October, we've seen some really icy patches in the stock market, so to speak, of course. After a really strong start and into the third quarter of 2018, the United States stock market seemed to be on a tear. It was doing fantastic. And then, yeah, winter happened. Down came the market, tumbling over the next 3 months to end at the actual end of the year, down some percent or so, depending on which kind of investments you were in and which stock market you measure or index you measure. But in real terms, I always like to use easy things to understand. Think you had $100 and you invested that at the start of the year, and into the market it went. You saw it grow nicely, and you know, by September, you're up $110, $115, feeling fine, only to see that gain be completely eliminated and then keep tumbling until your $100 that you started with at the beginning of the year is somewhere in the neighborhood of $94, $95, actually less than you started with. And according to the website Seeking Alpha, the drop was actually minus 19.8% over the last 11 weeks of 2018 if you were invested in the Standard & Poor's 500. Brr, that's winter winds, all right. This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, and your financial resource, let's say, of facing the winter ahead and winterizing your finances. You know, declines like that are really painful, but kidding aside, we've been living in glorious sunshine of nice stock market returns for some 10 years. So while last year didn't end up so well, with both the Standard & Poor's 500 down, along with the Dow Jones Industrial Average also down, the stock market's performed exceptionally well since the downturn of 2008. And if we're using our analogy, that horrible storm, and it was a bad one, the S&P since then has been beautiful weather, up over 250%. I'll tell you, you guys, that's really exceptional performance. So here's my question, if we're going to talk about winterizing. Do you believe the next 10 years will offer you the same? You think it's going to be up over 250% over the next 10 years? Now, if your answer is no, I'm going to ask you to winterize. What are you doing to prepare yourself for any kind of storm that might come your way? Or as we say, what about a stock market downturn? Are you making any changes? Well, let me ask you, if you don't think that it's going to be up 250%, now you may say yes. And for that matter, let's say you say yes. Are you making changes to your 401k plan investments? What about your personal retirement account? Are you still invested in the same place you were 10 years ago? Do you believe the next 10 years will perform just the same? That is, have you, quote, winterized, unquote, your portfolio to try to protect you from another 2008 snowstorm? No, that's not even a snowstorm. That's a blizzard or a tornado. It was pretty bad. And in all fairness, we're not expecting that. But the fact is, the better you are able to look at your portfolio and look ahead, catch the weatherman, so to speak, with your financial advisor, and be ready for the periods that come ahead. If you're starting to worry about a market downturn, now's the time to prepare, not waiting for it to happen. So I ask you to call our offices and talk with me, Lisa Waterman, about how to position your portfolio to take you through the next downturn. Waterman Financial Services can be reached by calling 260-436-6588. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about further winterizing your finances.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wovo Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in ASEAN. Sign up for Collier's Home Savers Club and savings on your annual tune-ups for your AC and furnace. Save on service calls, even save on emergency calls as a member of Collier's Comfort Home Savers Club. You'll even get valuable money-saving offers sent directly to your email. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Welcome back to our show, Financially Speaking with Lisa, and you are listening to the voice of Lisa Waterman. We join you here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for our show, Financially Speaking with Lisa. And while we've been talking about winterizing your portfolio, remember I'm talking about your individual retirement account, also called the IRA, your 401k or your employer plan or any other group of investments you have. An annuity, any of those may have and usually do have portfolios that need managed. But in this segment now, we're going to start focusing on other aspects of your financial life and get that winterized too. You know, in our office, we talk about everything financial. At Waterman Financial, it's me along with my daughter, Kirsten, and I am a certified financial planner. I have the tools, services, and solutions to help you get through the, quote, winter storms through the creation of a financial plan. And I know finances can be plenty confusing, but my job is to help you get ready for the retirement you and your family deserve. So please call our offices, Waterman Financial Services, at 260-436-6588, so I can help you. As I mentioned about financial planning, that's where I want to go in this next segment as we talk about other segments of your financial life. The fact is, there's simple steps in financial planning that can help you line up your investments to the very goals that you have, right along with determining the right tools to use to reduce or mitigate your financial fears. There's no perfect answer ever, but absolutely being prepared will always be a better path than to go blindly into any storm, and I think you can probably all agree with that. So I'm going to encourage you to call a certified financial planner, often called a CFP, like me, to get help and ensure you're ready for the journey ahead. Our offices are Waterman Financial Services at 260-436-6588. But if you want to visit the website showing you certified financial planners in the area, that's cfp.net. And you'll see my picture there along with other great practitioners here in the area or in your area. So now I want to talk about some of these different winterizing tools that we have available. So I'm going to ask you, if we were talking about life, and I want to assume that the latter part of our life or some of those dark days, let's call that winter. So I'm going to ask you, do you feel like you're prepared to handle it financially? We've been talking about your portfolio. So let's say, is your portfolio set to create the income that you're going to need in your retirement? Here's another area. Now, you know, I'm a financial advisor. I'm not a doctor, but I would absolutely be failing all of you if I didn't ask you about your plan for healthcare costs in the winter of your life. What is your plan? Because you know what? Healthcare costs will be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, expense in your retirement. And I've said it before, you better be prepared well before you actually need it rather than after or when you need the healthcare. Don't go and try and buy it. You won't be able to afford it. So what I can help you with by a personal consultation is to help you get a better handle on Medicare, Social Security. Where's Medicaid in all of this? Is that part of your world? And where those things all intersect? And what about Medicare supplement policies? Do you know about those? You know what? All of this information, you're going to want to know well before retirement. Not once like, hey, I'm going to retire in 6 months or I'm going to retire next month. No, before retirement. Because there's a few simple steps you might be able to help get things prepared. To me, it's kind of like winterizing, right? Watching that weatherman lay out where the winter storm will hit. And guess what? As soon as you know, you can make the provisions to handle what's coming. And if you don't know, well, let's just say that's usually the worst place to be, right? Unprepared in the middle of a snowstorm. You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa, and I am your host, Lisa Waterman. I'm the founder and CEO of Waterman Financial Services, a full-service investment advisory firm based here in Fort Wayne. Please call our offices for a free consultation at 260-436-6588. And today, we're talking about wintering your finances. You know, it's a bit like stopping by to buy snow tires in the middle of winter. What happens? It's kind of like sometimes the store's sold out, or they don't have the size for your car. On the other hand, you know snow's going to come in the winter of your life, so to speak, order ahead. Prepare for it and make a deal. Seeking protection for your assets and income for your family will absolutely ensure that you have the retirement you deserve. For some extra tools, you may want to visit our webpage at watermanfinancial.com. Sign up for our electronic newsletter. There's a lot of good articles and additional information that will help you be a little bit better prepared. You can read a few of our articles that are there. And I'll tell you, information is power, folks. Find out that additional information that can help you be better prepared. WatermanFinancial.com. Come visit us. So we've talked about addressing the need for healthcare costs in your retirement. So what about if you ultimately have to go into a nursing home? What if your spouse goes into a nursing home and you're staying real healthy? Who's going to pay for that care? Now, I'm going to give you a really big clue. This is a common misconception. It is not Medicare. And you go, well, I got Medicare, so I'm covered. Medicare is to cover healthcare costs. That's if you're hospitalized. That's not going to cover the expense associated with your living arrangements if you find yourself in a nursing home. So I'm going to tell you certain types of insurance can help you through that, quote, winter time. Should you have long-term care insurance? I'll tell you, it's come a long way. Now there's things like refundable premiums, offering assistance in your home instead of in a nursing home. If you've thought about it and not pursued it, I'm going to tell you this is one of the biggest danger zones in your retirement. This is a storm that could come and wipe out the best laid retirement plans and devastate it financially. I'm able to help you. I am insurance licensed, and it's something that can be of significant benefit. And yet there's even other ways we can alternatively address it. The best thing is find an advisor that can help you through that, because if they're not talking to you about the healthcare costs that you might see in retirement, that's not a good financial advisor. You need to be addressing that. Do you realize that if you or your spouse goes into an assisted living facility, what do you think the monthly cost on average is? Get ready. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of $5,000 to $6,000 a month. It's expensive. Now, sometimes you might go, well, I don't have enough money to do that. I'll tell you, you may not have to have the rosy great plan, but you might be able to offset it a little bit. And I'll tell you, the best place to be in a winter storm is cozy in your house, all set, and have laid out plans. Addressing these needs prior to you needing them is a way to financial success. Remember, address your healthcare cost through this time period is critical. I encourage you to call our offices at 260-436-6588, Waterman Financial Services, so I can help you get prepared for that winter storm. And I actually also have clients all over northern Indiana, and actually in several states, including Florida, Illinois, Missouri, Arizona, and some others. So give me a call. Let's grab a cup of coffee and sit and talk about your situation. When we get back, we're going to talk about the winter of your life, and I want to talk about you. And here's a quick question. What happens to your family if they lose you? Would they be decimated financially? Is that what you want? See you on the other side of this break.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wobble Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in Ossian. With special savings right now on a 95% efficient Lennox furnace. Priced as low as $2,999 installed, depending on the size of your home. And Colliers Comfort Service will include a free MERV 11 air filter and cabinet with a 10-year extended warranty. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, your host of the program. And as those of you who are joining us right for the first time, we're talking about winterizing your finances, and this is the third part of a three-part series. And to catch the original two parts, check out the on-demand section at wowo.com to find those other two parts of the podcast and other podcasts that we've created. We've been on the air now for, I think, about coming up on 4 months here, so there's plenty of information out there that I hope you'll find would be helpful, and it's really easy. Just click on that podcast, and if you're doing that on your computer, you're going to start hearing my voice. So let's get back to winterizing your finances, because as I said right before the break, I want to talk about the, quote, winter of your life and talking about you. I ask you a couple pretty stern questions right before the break, and that is, what happens to your family if they lose you? Now, obviously, families love each other, and they would be devastated by the loss of you. But would they be devastated financially? And I ask you, is that what you want? And I would probably could hear the shouts out there in the audience to say, no, that's not what I want. Well, that requires a plan before it ever happens. And I'm not a, quote, life insurance salesman, but in fact, I do. I am licensed to sell insurance. And the thing is everybody really should have life insurance, because that's the gift that you give to the people that you love. It's not going to be any comfort really for you, except to know that you've taken care of your family. But I'll say to you, if you're a parent and you have small children, you absolutely should have life insurance, and you should have plenty of it. Because if a family loses you, they may have just lost future income flow that was going to help them even buy things like food, let alone college and the other things that come up. And I'll also say, so let's say you're a younger person and you have some small children. You're like, I'm just trying to buy food right now, and you think it's going to be too expensive. What have I been saying on this show? If you don't need life insurance, guess what? It doesn't cost much. I have a client that is 30 years old, I think, was able to get like $200,000 of life insurance for like $20 a month. Most of us could probably find that. Now, remember, the older we get, the more expensive it gets. But I'm telling you, you need to look into it. Don't let your misinformation guide you. Instead, get real information and go, that's too much for me. Or, well, you know what? I can't afford the coverage for $500,000, but could I just get $100,000? You bet you can get $100,000, and it might cost you a whole lot less than what you think that it would. I'll also give you a quick tip. If your employer offers life insurance, that's typically the cheapest place to buy it. So look there first. But absolutely, winter comes, and I'm sure you know people that have died unexpectedly. Life insurance is the gift that they give to their family. That's the gift you can give to your family if that would happen to you. Car accidents happen, disease happens. So I think it's easy to think that those financial services may be unavailable to you or beyond your reach, but I'm going to tell you, it's worth pursuing. Just in my own world, I have a young man who was a father, had a daughter, I think she was like one, early 30s, died of a heart attack. That happens, and it's god-awful, you guys, but you know what? You can be prepared, and I'm hoping that he had life insurance. I didn't advise him. He's a bit removed from my situation, but my point is, a lot of times we think early in life, anything ain't going to happen to me, but unfortunately, it does happen to some people. So this is Lisa Waterman. You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is a weekly broadcast every Saturday morning here on News Talk 1190 WOWA at 10 a.m. So I'm talking about fun stuff today. This is the winter of our lives kind of stuff. But, you know, having the assurance that you've taken care of those things lets us focus on some of the cool stuff like the markets and that, and talking individual stocks and strategies. And I love doing all of that. But I also love helping you prepare a financial plan. And it's really talking to you about your world and your family to help you get that financial life that you deserve. So I'm going to go into another wintry kind of thing, and that's disability. You know, that's another one of those places where you go, hey, that ain't going to happen to me. I'll tell you, and I said it in a previous show, it happened to me. I had a terrible back issue that happened, honestly, folks, I think it was in the fifth grade. And then by the time I was 25, I had to have surgery, and there was no other alternative. I was off work for 3 months, physical therapy for 6 months, and thank God for great surgeons over at ONE, because that's where I had it. It was fantastic. Doing great now. But the whole thing is disability is extremely likely to happen to most of us for a temporary, hopefully temporary time. But how do you handle that if that's in your world? You handle it by, first of all, trying to find the cheapest offering, which is going to be through your group benefits. And then people like me, as a financial advisor, I delve into that policy and make sure you know what to expect if it happens and see if you need a supplement to that. Supplements don't necessarily cost all that much, but the fact is, if you are potentially looking at some kind of disability, group benefits will be your least expensive option. But I'll tell you, another way to face those rainy days is to have a rainy day fund. As a financial planner, that's something I will always advise you to have, and that's 3 to 6 months of expenses in an account that you can tap into within a day, okay? So realizing that rough patches, and in our winterizing thing, icy patches and snowstorms come. So I'll just tell you, having disability insurance can help you through it, but having money saved up, and it's not the money you tap into all the time. It's also not your 401k or your retirement. That's got a whole different focus. But having 3 to 6 months of expenses will help you through those rough patches. Imagine you get knocked out financially. Let's say it's not a disability. Let's just say you're laid off from your job. You're temporarily out of commission and now have no income coming in. No amount of insurance is going to help you in that situation. It will be your preparing for that rainy day by having a minimum of like 3 months, you guys. There's plenty of people who think that, oh, well, I get a job. I'm kind of in that category. I get another job. But I've seen really skilled people out of work for 3 to 6 months. And guess what? The bills keep coming. So I'm going to tell you, saving up for winter storms are a significant step for you to take. And as a CFP practitioner, I'm trying to share with you some of the skills that I talk to clients about every day. So please give me a call. This is Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial at 260-436-6588. So you may also be asking yourself, maybe I already have enough insurance. Maybe I don't. Maybe I have an old policy or two that's just laying around. I often redo and aggregate insurance, up your coverage, and reduce your overall cost. In fact, years ago, I had a client. I aggregated about 4 different policies, and he has since passed on. And I know his family is raving about what we did a few years ago because of the increase in coverage that was able to be given to his family. Fact is, just call. Let's have a cup of coffee. I'm Lisa Waterman, your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa, and the owner and CEO of Waterman Financial Services. Call me, 260-436-6588. Remember, exercise your mind, exercise your body. Both are gifts that you give yourself. And certainly, as you learned earlier, that can help you with reducing your healthcare cost in retirement too. Taking care of yourself. I'll look forward to seeing you next week on Financially Speaking with Lisa.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, hosted by Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on Wobo Radio and listen to this program and previous episodes on the podcast page on Wobo.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.